From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday announced both statewide and county-specific actions to curb the spread of COVID-19 as cases continue to rise across the state. The Humboldt County Emergency Operations Center, Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel, and Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich are aware of, but have not yet seen, the written guidance on those changes. The governor made clear the state's concerns about the rapid increase in COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations, and ICU admissions in California, said Dr. Frankovich. Our understanding is there will be a statewide order to close bars and to move some sectors such as dining, family entertainment centers, office spaces for non-critical services, museums, and zoos and card rooms to outdoor operations only. The intent, the doctor said, is to focus on strategies that reduce the mixing of people outside their household in spaces where it's more challenging to ensure safety precautions are in place and to move those activities outdoors where possible. The state's clearly stepping back but not returning to full shelter-in-place restrictions, she said. The governor did not offer a timetable or estimated duration for the new closures. Meantime, Humboldt County's confirmed case count remains at 165. There were no additional cases of COVID-19 reported on Monday. Early yesterday, Humboldt area CHP went to a crash in the safety corridor involving a Caltrans attenuator truck. Upon arrival, it was determined that 32-year-old Sean Radomski was driving his Toyota pickup northbound on 101 north of the Indianola cutoff. A Caltrans attenuator truck, commonly used during highway work as a buffer between traffic and workers, was stopped in the right lane of northbound 101, blocking the lane as workers were dismantling the construction zone closure equipment north of that location. Radomski drove his truck directly into the rear of the Caltrans truck, causing major damage to both vehicles. Also, Radomski suffered major injuries as a result of his collision and was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for further evaluation. The driver of the Caltrans vehicle was uninjured. Alcohol is believed to have been a factor in the collision, and Radomski was arrested for DUI and released to the hospital for treatment of injuries. Over the weekend, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a home on the 4600 block of Myers Avenue in Eureka for the report of a domestic disturbance there. Deputies went to the residence. They found a suspect, 30-year-old Thomas Augustus Johnston, on the front porch. Johnston was quickly detained for officer safety. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.